Moving to a new place means new experiences and new ideas. And if you're moving to Idaho from a different country, you may not be familiar with the wildlife of the Gem State. But thanks to a grant from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, the National Outdoor Learning Alliance is helping young refugees learn about the birds that live in and around Boise, giving them a chance to find out more about their new home. And we wanted to know more about the Feathered Journeys program, so we invited Erica Hermsen, the founder and executive director of the National Outdoor Learning Alliance, and Everwild Forest School to join us today. Erica, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
What is the Feathered Journeys program, Erica?
Yeah, the Feathered Journeys program is through a mini grant that we received from Cornell Lab of Ornithology that will help us bring out refugee children into the wildness of the Boise area to connect with their nature neighborhoods and also really dig into some citizen science projects through tallying of different focal species or different birds that Cornell has selected as part of the program. And we'll actually be observing these birds, recording their observations, and submitting them to the university for further research.
So how has the reaction been so far? Are the kids liking the program?
Yeah, we have actually been running different nature-based programs for refugee youth here in the Treasure Valley for the better part of this last few months. And it's been really amazing to see the resiliency that's coming out of these children and just the excitement in this shared language that we all have through nature and getting out there. And they're, of course, very interested in wildlife and animals. And this has been really helpful to connect them in a very specific way to nature through this type of observation and direct participation in this type of project. And actually, once it is done in the beginning of June, we're going to be having a final presentation at the Irma Hayman House, where they'll be able to showcase their work, because actually part of the work is also doing arts that's incorporated into the bird watching and learning about birds and doing art as part of that.
So this community event, well, as you said, it'll be at the Irma Hayman House in Boise. This will be on June 8th. And can we talk a little bit about the combination of this? Because as you said, they combine art and conservation. And is it fair to say that you're really kind of using birds really as that unifying thread to bring these ideas together?
Exactly. Yep. So we'll be using these birds, these focal birds that the students will be going out to research through observation and really connecting with these different types of animals that they see. And through that, they'll be creating some pieces of art that will kind of display their interpretation of birds that they've seen through this project, and then demonstrating that at the Irma Hayman House, along with several other opportunities for them and the community to engage in that kind of common thread of the birds that we share here in our urban environment.
Mm-hmm. Are you hoping to have more projects like this in the future?
We do, yeah. We, as the National Outdoor Learning Alliance, our mission is to improve the academic success and overall well-being of youth across the country by integrating the benefits of nature into everyday learning experiences. So we work with schools here in the Treasure Valley. We also run the local Everwild Forest School program. And as we continue to work with underserved youth through the International Rescue Committee, we also work with Hodaya and other organizations that work with youth, just so that we can get more and more kids outside to improve resiliency, academic success, and physical and mental health.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. We've been speaking with Erica Hermsen, the founder and executive director of the National Outdoor Learning Alliance and Everwild Forest School, about the Feathered Journeys program. We will, of course, put a link to their June 8th event on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.